And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny, whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another, which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. Also, I'm thrilled to announce that the Positive Head Podcast has a new sponsor. And it's a bit of a mouthful for me to explain all the juicy details, so if you have already heard this, feel free to skip forward about 4 minutes to get to today's episode. When I originally launched this podcast, I made a deal with myself that I would never bring on a sponsor that I wasn't extremely excited about and that I didn't believe wholeheartedly could greatly benefit my audience. Well, fast forward to a little over a year later to Burning Man 2016, where I caught the angelic lightworker Sonia Sophia from the World Tapping Circle facilitating a live tapping session for hundreds of people at once, many of whom, including myself, were either crying or laughing with joy from the emotional release the session had helped facilitate for them. At the end, as soon as I heard Sonia mention her incredible new online platform to help bring the powerful tool of tapping to people anywhere around the world, I knew I had to reach out to her. For those of you who aren't familiar with tapping, or EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, its praises have been sung by the likes of Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and many, many other thought leaders in the consciousness community. It is an extremely powerful quantum-level self-healing tool based on the premise that emotional trauma contributes greatly to disease and illness, and by tapping on key meridians on your body while addressing those traumas, you can release the deeply ingrained energy blockages associated with them. The great thing about tapping with Sonia as your guide is that it's super easy to do, and she knows just what to say to gently lead you to the root of your emotional pain so that you can begin to release it. I strongly believe anyone participating in a session with her will feel immediate results the same way I did and the same way I've seen with hundreds of others. I believe tapping is the perfect physical exercise to go along with the heart and mind work we are consistently doing on this podcast, and it is by far the simplest exercise I've seen to help remove people's energetic blockages. To experience tapping for yourself, all you need is a device with internet access to join Sonia during the weekly live tapping groups at worldtappingcircle.com each Monday evening. Of course, I'm a part of the group along with more than 100 others from all around the globe. The World Tapping Circle offers a lot of flexibility to join. You can sign up for either one trial session, a month of weekly sessions, or a year of weekly sessions, which take place live every Monday evening. It's really great, too, because if you miss a session for some reason, you always have access to the recordings of past sessions. Sonia and her team have also been gracious enough to offer a very special discount that is exclusively available to Positive Head listeners. The Positive Head discount averages more than 35% off the already reasonable prices on their website. So if you'd like to sign up and receive this special Positive Head discount and get tapping immediately, simply go to worldtappingcircle.com/positive head. I personally recommend signing up for the annual plan for a couple reasons. One, it is the biggest percentage discount offered of all the plans. It only comes out to like 68 cents a day to join. Pretty darn cheap for something that can literally help revolutionize your life. And two, because I believe wholeheartedly that if you commit to a full year of tapping for 1 to 1.5 hours a week in circle, you'll experience a profound transformation and begin removing a lifetime of energy blockages. Not to mention the psychological impact of committing to a year will help force you to do it. I know if I pay for something in advance, I'm much more likely to not only do it, but to also stick to it. The last thing I'll mention is that if you do decide to join, a portion of the proceeds will also go to Positive Head, which will help us to support and expand this podcast. So if doing it for yourself wasn't already good enough, just know you'll be supporting the show and helping us to spread the positivity. So the URL one more time is worldtappingcircle.com/positivehead, and hope to see y'all in circle. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. Here we go again. I'm back and glad to be back. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California where I currently reside and am recording. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. I'm sure it's beautiful wherever you are. See, it's getting closer to Halloween, so my inner Count Chocula comes out. Blah, blah. I know it's beautiful wherever you guys are. It's just a matter if we're aware, right? If you're seeing it. So, I hope you're choosing to see the beauty around. I know I'm seeing some beauty around with some beautiful reviews on iTunes. This one came in from DJ T-Cat, the title is Essential. Since I started listening about a month ago, this podcast has become a part of my daily routine. It absolutely keeps me grounded and reminds me of simple, essential truths that help keep my head positive. Sending so much love. Thank you. Oh, well, thank you, DJ T-Cat, for completing the circle of love that I'm putting out into the world with this little project, this labor of love project, and by sending love back my way, it definitely helps to fuel my fire and keep me doing what I'm doing. And of course, by reviewing, you're helping me to reach new people. So thank you for doing that. Those of you who haven't done it, please do on iTunes, as it is the holy grail of all things podcasting. Let's see. Got another one. Sarah Dalla Dalla Bill, y'all. This one is titled Daily Heart Fill. I've been listening for a few months now, and I really enjoy and appreciate everything about this podcast. This past week has been rough, and I always tune in while I'm at work. Today, I came across episode 137, which was exactly what I needed. From Brandon and Dalian's wonderful insights, quotes from the romantic mystic Hafiz and the beloved Abraham Hicks, my heart is full. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Hugs. Aw, Dalian still helping people out there in our past episodes where he was co-hosting. Well done, Dalian. You're still working in the world of the interwebs and helping people with those shows that we've done together that I appreciate and love so much, and glad that people are still going back and digging through them. And yeah, there's so much, you know, doing 5 episodes a week for about a year now. The podcast is about a year and a half old, but doing 5 episodes a week for a year, October. There's a lot of episodes now. So it's what's great about it is, and you know, you can tune in. You could probably take a while to run out. I know there's some people who've listened to them all, and that's pretty awesome. Me and maybe a few others, right? There's a lot of them. So I'm going to keep them coming. And, you know, a lot of times you'll hear some of the same stuff, you know, said in different ways, repeated. It is a daily conscious effort to get this stuff down. The same reason you continue to eat food. You need to keep your body fed. You need to keep your soul fed. And, a lot of times it's the same sort of stuff presented in different ways with different spins, you know, just like you do with your regular food, right? So that's what this show is all about. And I love and applaud you guys for doing this, for connecting, for making this, those of you who are making it a part of your daily life. you're doing good thing for yourself. And it feels really, really good to be a small part in your story. And thank you guys for continuing to write in. Let's see here. Moving along. I have a cool synchronicity for you guys. So many synchronicities, and so many listeners are having synchronicities. It's so awesome, isn't it? When we all sync up like we are and realize that we're all extensions of the same source energy. And in this case, we're all syncing up on this show via this little show that is continuing to grow. Thanks to you guys continuing to spread the word to your family and friends, which I also greatly appreciate. But as it continues to grow, I'm getting more and more people like responding with stories of synchronicity. Oh my gosh, what you talked about today was exactly what I needed, you know, just as that review said from Sarah there. So that continues all the time. And it's like getting a little bit of magic in my world and in our worlds. And we're co-creating it together. And it's going to continue to grow. And it's just beautiful. And I have a great story of synchronicity that's happened, kind of unfolded in the last 24 hours. Okay, so last week there was an episode, I think it was literally like a week ago. If you go back, five episodes or whatever, you'll find where I read a story from listener Alex talking about spirit guides and, having a dream with contacting her spirit guides who came to her as an owl in the dream. And so fast forward a few days, my friend Erica, Dr. Erica, who you guys just heard a co-host episode with and you'll hear an interview with next week, was coming to town and we were going to connect and do some recordings, which we did. She had written me, "Hey, I heard that, spirit guide episode. I can help you connect with your spirit guides. I have, she's a QHHT practitioner. You'll hear all about in the forthcoming interview with her. And how that works. And so she's definitely in tune with a lot of this stuff. And so she had wrote me after, Alex's story and said, "Hey, when I'm there, I can help you connect." Well, she got here and we got very busy with all kinds of like other topics, things. We never did anything really related to connecting with spirit guides. I don't even think she shared with me her sort of method, which Erica, you need to do. And maybe that on a future co-host episode, right? Yesterday morning we were coming in to record and she was here and I can't remember what order it happened, but she showed me a picture of an owl that she had taken who was right near her house when she was on a walk or something. She lives in Arizona. And I was like, "Oh, wow, they're really up close to this." Or actually, it was a video of this owl. Like, I've never been, it's a huge owl and like in a tree right above her head. And I was like, very, very cool, impressive. I didn't even think back. I mean, it's been a week, so much going on in my life. I didn't think back at all to Alex's story of owls or any relation to it whatsoever. But so I have this cool little owl statue right in front of me right now as I talk. I have a little owl statue, a little frog statue, and a little Yoda statue sitting on the speaker right in front of me, right as I talk. And it's funny because I was just contemplating them a few days ago, just like kind of looking at them, picking them up because they're really cool, hand painted, and thinking about them a little bit. Once again, no relation to Alex's story or anything like that. So not only did Erica show me this picture of this owl or this video of this owl yesterday morning, as she was walking into the garage, this owl that's sitting on my speaker that really is not in the way where it would ever get knocked off somehow was on the floor and she almost stepped on it. She goes, "Whoa, you're like, here's an owl. Like, this is cool." And she picks it up off the floor. She goes, "I almost stepped on it." Like, and then of course we, with the video as well, we're like, "Okay, what's the story with the owls today? Like this owl like jumped off of the speaker somehow. I almost stepped on it." And we're, so we started even talking and joking about it, saying, what's the message from owls? We need to look up the what's the symbolic meaning, right? So we joke about looking it up or whatever, but we didn't actually end up doing it. Well, fast forward like an hour or so later, a couple hours later, maybe I get a message from Alex who said, "Oh my gosh, I heard my episode where you read my story and, thank you so much for doing that. That was so cool. It got me so excited," right? And then the last thing she said was, "Watch out for owls." And it all came, I'm like, "Oh my goodness, like literally 2 hours earlier, you know, she's showing me a video of an owl. This owl somehow magically jumped off of my desk and almost got stepped on. And so, yeah. And then Erica never showed me or told me her technique for connecting with spirit guides. And yeah, so it's a pretty cool little synchronicity tying all that together. So watch out for owls, everyone. I guess that's the new one. We had our butterflies, we had our crickets. Now our spirit guides all going to come to us as owls, thanks to Alex and these ongoing communications. I guess we'll see. Definitely let me know if so. I know I'll be looking for some communication. Yeah, so very cool synchronicity story. I thought I would share with you guys. I know you would appreciate it. So moving right along, I'd like to read a positive pondering breakdown of the day. And this is a quote by Ram Dass. Treat everyone as if they are God in drag. You guys often hear me say that everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. It's all an extension of self. There is no out there. It's all you. It's all reflections of you. Everyone that comes into your life is a reflection of you. It's a part of self. That's a feedback loop telling you something about yourself that you need to see or witness in that moment to better understand and move along to the next expression of yourself. Instead of acting as if these external things are happening to you, these people are happening to you, life is happening for you, not to you. And that includes all the people that are coming into your world. And imagine if we acted like everyone we bumped up against was not only an extension of us, our soul, you know, an extension of our consciousness in another form looking back at us, but, you know, an extension of the whole, the source, right? And that's what Ram Dass is talking about here. Treat everyone as if they are God in drag. And if you take that perspective into your life, into your awareness, it's going to change everything about everything. And I know oftentimes we feel small and insignificant and cut off, and we are small from one perspective. Like, you look at the cosmos, you look at the universe, and it will blow your mind how tiny our little rock that we're floating on the outskirts in the boondocks of this galaxy, right? Of the Milky Way, which is just a tiny, insignificant galaxy in a sea of galaxies. But at the same time, the whole ocean is in the drop that you are. You're not a drop in the ocean, just a drop in the ocean. The whole ocean is within the drop, as Rumi said. And it's so important for you to get. And anytime you're feeling cut off or small or insignificant, remember what you are. You are no less than one with what created all things. You are it. And I actually have a little clip here from Alan Watts that I'd like to share that goes into this discussion a bit further. Alan Watts is the amazing philosopher I've shared before. And this is called The Million Masks of God. And I found this on the Middle Ways Facebook page. Take a listen.
The understanding of Zen, the understanding of awakening, is one of the most dangerous things in the world. And for a person who cannot contain it, it's like putting 1,000,000 volts through your electric shaver. You blow your mind and it stays blown. Now, if you go off in that way, that is what would be called in Buddhism a Pratyeka Buddha, private Buddha. He's one who goes off into the transcendental world and is never seen again. And he's made a mistake from the standpoint of Buddhism, because from the standpoint of Buddhism, there is no fundamental difference between the transcendental world and this everyday world. The Bodhisattva, you see, who doesn't go off into a nirvana and stay there forever and ever, but comes back and lives ordinary everyday life to help other beings to see through it too. He doesn't come back because he feels he has some sort of solemn duty to help mankind and all that kind of pious cant. He comes back because he sees the two worlds are the same. He sees all other beings as Buddhas. He sees them, to use a phrase of G.K. Chesterton's, "But now a great thing in the street seems any human nod. Where move in strange democracy the million masks of God." And it's fantastic to look at people and see that they really, deep down, are enlightened. They're it. Their faces are the divine. And they look at you and say, "Oh no, but I'm not divine, I'm just ordinary little me." And you look at them in a funny way, and here you see the Buddha nature looking out of their eyes straight at you and saying it's not. And saying it quite sincerely. And that's why when you get up against a great guru, he has a funny look in his eye. When you say, "I have a problem, I'm mixed up and I don't understand," he looks at you in this queer way. And you think, "Oh dear me, he's reading my most secret thoughts. He's seeing all the awful things I am, all my cowardice, all my shortcomings." He's not doing anything of the kind. He isn't even interested in such things. He's looking at Shiva in you, saying, "My God, Shiva, won't you come off it?" If you really understand that Zen, that Buddhist idea of enlightenment, is not comprehended in the idea of the transcendental, neither is it comprehended in the idea of the ordinary. Not in terms of the infinite, not in terms of the finite. Not in terms of the eternal, not in terms of the temporal, because they're all concepts. The most ordinary sights and sounds and smells, the texture of shadows on the floor in front of you, all these things, without being named and saying, "That's a shadow, that's red, that's brown, that's somebody's foot," when you don't name things any longer, you start seeing them. And it is only through stopping fixing conceptions on the world of color and sound that you really begin to hear it and see it. And as a matter of fact, far from being boring, the world, when looked at without chatter, becomes amazingly interesting. In the very simplest things of everyday life, magic. In the words of the poet Hokoji, "Marvelous power and supernatural activity. Drawing water, carrying wood."
I love Alan Watts. He is so eloquent and impactful in the way he delivers his message. And, you know, it's such a marvel, right? To behold and to ponder. I just love coming back to this topic over and over again, understanding it's where I get all my own confidence, I guess you would say, self-confidence. And I'm someone who's always had a lot of self-confidence and, you know, how can I not, when I understand and believe wholeheartedly that I am this, I am it? It doesn't make me superior. You got to be careful with spiritual narcissism, right? Because we're no better. I'm no better than the bum, you know, the homeless person. Bum is a negative word, I would say. The homeless person under the bridge. That's an extension of self. That's a part of me that's, you know, wants that experience. So, you know, think of it like that, you know, power versus force. Great book, talks about the different perspectives as you shift. You could look at a homeless person and say, "Get a job, bum." You know, that's one perspective. Another is when you're moving up the ladder, he goes through these stages of our evolution, you know, from anger and then to, you know, feeling sorry for that person. Oh, that poor person, you know, that's an improvement. It's still, but it's still not quite you know, the most, I guess you would say, expanded view of what's happening there. The more expanded view would be, so you move from get a job bum, angry, to feeling sorry for the person, right? To, wow, what an interesting life that character must have. What an interesting choice that soul made to come here and do that and to be that cut off that they've forgotten how to create abundance and on purpose, right? That's what they wanted to experience. That is an expanded view. So that's what we're talking about here, is expanding your view to incorporate the source in all things that you see, including yourself. The most important part to include, the self-love piece, the self-empowerment piece. You are that powerful that you created all of this and then gave yourself amnesia so that you could have the experience of contrast and perspective. What a badass. What an incredible soul you are to be that brave, to be that cut off, to come here. You know, and it's something that I've talked about before. You hear it say, this dimension is one of the densest, you know, where we really complete amnesia. We completely forget ourselves. So it's considered like only the bravest of the brave separate themselves this much from source. And you are one of those souls that has been that brave to go this deep into separation. And here you are coming out of it. You still are finding your way out of it. Do you know how many souls have come here and never reached this point, never even considered the fact of awakening? They maybe wanted to. They came into this dimension as, I'm going to do it. I'm going to wake up this time. I'm going to remember who I am, and then I'm going to change the game. I'm going to create abundance. I'm going to help others. I'm going to do all these things. They drop into the game, and it's so powerful and overwhelming. They completely go 80 years and have no recollection that they are literally the source that created the game. They come out of it and say, "Oh, shucks, I didn't get up. Try again next time." Well, here you are, and you are tuning into this message. You are resonating with this message. You are feeling the truth of this message, because there's nothing I can tell you that your soul doesn't already know. It's just a matter of remembering what we've forgotten, right? And that's all I feel like my job is here. I'm a waker upper, a rememberer, a reminder. I can't teach you anything you don't know. But what I can do is shake you and say, remember, remember, remember. And you do. You feel it right now as you listen. This is how powerful you are. You are love. You are source. You're a sorcerer. You are channeling source energy. And the more you tap in, the more you can do, the more you can be, the more you can experience that aspect of being in the physical dimension. What would it be like to be in the physical dimension and know and live as if, and know it's all me, it's all an extension of me, and I am so powerful, I can create anything that I believe that I can, whether I think I can or think I can't, I'm right, because I'm a creator, right? The Million Masks of God, G.K. Chesterton, that quote that Alan used in the video. Lo, I am come to autumn, when all the leaves are gold. Gray hairs and golden leaves cry out, the year and I are old. In youth I sought the prince of men, captain in cosmic wars. Our titan, even the weeds would show, defiant to the stars. But now a great thing in the street seems any human nod, where shift in strange democracy, the million masks of God. In youth I sought the golden flower, hidden in wood or wold, but I am come to autumn, when all the leaves are gold. Such a beautiful, I love the million masks of God, right? That's what it is, the million masks of God. Hakoji said, and he quoted as well, marvelous powers and supernatural activity, drawing water, carrying wood, finding the beauty in each moment. Notice both of those quotes are talking about hidden in wood. Interesting, huh? I wonder if he did that on purpose. I just caught it now. Oh, you beautiful souls. I love you all. Thank you so much for connecting and sharing and growing with me. It is truly an honor and a pleasure and a gift. This present moment is truly a present. I have some music to leave you with. This is by a duo called Ecuador. And actually, an old favorite of mine that I haven't listened to in a while, and I need to share a song, 07. It's Henry from 07 Project. Only one song out there from a year ago, but it's a good song. It's called Blood. And the lyrics in it, the singer, beautiful voice, I'm not afraid of what it feels like. I'm not afraid of it all. Of it at all. Why would we be afraid of claiming our divinity, right? Don't be afraid of it. Claim it. Own it. It is truth. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. You are it. And I love you.
Between the cracks of my lips, something's drumming a warning. Pull me over your skin, bruise me so I can feel. I lie awake till the morning. I'm not afraid of what it feels like. I'm not afraid of it at all. Let my fingertips trace the shadows over your face. We twist and turn in the twilight. Still the air every move, sun creeps into the room, something's breaking the silence. I'm not afraid of what it feels like.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.